Thank you, Jesus. Hold on just a second. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm not finding it. I'm looking in Revelation 19. I thought it showed here in this passage that he was wearing many crowns. Not just one crown. I'm not finding it, but what I had was this. He's got many crowns. Why does he have many crowns? Because anything that's exalted itself, he's conquered. And so he has crowns. Maybe he'll find it. Crowns. Many crowns.
19:12.
And his eyes were as the flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Duh, there it is right before my eyes. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He's wearing many crowns. Many crowns. This morning as I was listening to the broadcast, this quickened to me, and I had to get up and write it down. This is Revelation chapter 9. Now, the word corona means crown. You understand? Crown. Corona means crown. And the fifth angel sounded, and I star, this is chapter 9, Revelation. I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them were given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. We're talking deep state, swamp creatures. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. They've been talking about the course of this thing running about 5 months. 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. We're watching this with these movie stars. Weird. You talk about weird. They're doing some weird things. Texting it. Mm-hmm. Putting it out on Twitter. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses preparing in the battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. And their faces were faces as the face of men. And they had the hair of women. And teeth like the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there was stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. It just quickened to me, this plague, this is the deep state's last ditch effort to take over the world and the new world order and the beast to be the one that rules. This is what this is all about. This crown Jesus will be wearing because he is Lord of all. He's conquered all. And they're saying, if you've been paying attention, that most of all the corona patients are blue states. I know we're a red state and there's a lot of indictments, but you get my point here. Those that are sealed of God, Prophet's Corner, I'm going to bring. The Lord spoke to me. The death angel is here. So, this all kind of goes with it. We're going to look at the death angel. Coming out of Egypt. What's this ministry about? Mm-hmm. Go deliver my people from the stronghold of their minds, just like Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. This is the kingdom age. Uh-huh. It's here. It's come. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed, and I told the Lord, I said, I'm disappointed. I'm not mad at anybody, but I'm disappointed. You turn on and you listen to other prophets. They don't have a clue what's going on, and I'm going, they must be old guard. We're watching the systematic of the changing of the old guard. Those that Tony, whatever his name was, Cook, had said, if they don't pass the baton, the Lord will take them out because they're obstructing, because the church age is over. This is the kingdom age. Even prophets saying, yeah, I know about the kingdom age, but they're not connecting. It's like what I've been talking about. It's going to be a fifth week. About it's all out there. It's all out there. It's not here. It's all out there. Future. No, it's here. The beast has infiltrated the whole earth. It is here. I want to go, what can't you not see? It's here. How much worse does it have to get for you to realize? It's here. The kingdom of God is here. Well, we don't know how long the kingdom age will be. I can tell you, 1,000 years. Oh, it just ruffled me up. I said, Lord, I know I'm a nobody to them. They don't know me. But it doesn't make any difference because I wasn't for that time. Neither were you. We're for now. The kingdom of God is here. I might as well get into that teaching because that's where we're going. This is called the death angel. Yes. It's actually the second one, but it's not in order now because this is where I believe the Lord's leading us. So we'll do whatever. Do it. The Lord began to say to me, this is March the 29th, 2020. The death angel is here, just as the Israelites heard the cries of the Egyptians and saw the mourning, so will you. We're about to see a lot of sorrow. And it's not just those that are going down. It's those that have looked to these and thought one thing and realized how duped they were. For the plague that was meant for you has been unleashed on them. Yes, Haman has been hung on the gallows. For your information, the coronavirus that was meant for us was intercepted by the White Hats and put into the adrenochrome of the elites. Their supplies come out of Wuhan, China. That's their only supply. Found out a new term. They call it rose petals. Just as in the land of Egypt, the Israelites didn't suffer any of the plagues that the Egyptians suffered. Water into blood, frogs, flies, anthrax on livestock, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, death of the firstborn. Then the rest of their army was thrown into the sea and drowned. They will be ruined, and most of them never heard from again. They will not be able to walk down the street because of what they have done. They would not be safe. The virus that some people are having is either non-existent and it is something else or a really unharmful strain. The more that the last few days have unfolded, the more I hear people going to New York City and find the hospital looks nearly abandoned. There's not anything going on. Nobody knows about any corona patients. Nobody, even the ambulance drivers, they got 9 ambulances sitting there that aren't even in use. And you talk about a hospital that services thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people every day. Nothing's going on. I saw that more than once. A nurse saying, she had patients die of certain things, but when she came in the next day, they'd changed the death certificates and marked out what they died of and put corona. Sounds like it really is a plague that's only affecting those that are not sealed. Or either it's all a hoax. All right, This is twofold, and you're seeing it play out undercover right now. Now we're going to read a little bit in Exodus. Yesterday, when the president sent the ship out, mercy, which means our comfort, which is mirrored as pain. He wanted to make sure. He said, "I want to go kiss her goodbye." Everything he says is code. He's talking. He's telling us what's going on. Exodus 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Yet I will bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether." We're already seeing the changeover. The economic system is already beginning to change over. "Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold." This money that they're going to pay everybody for being off, this is all coming from the Federal Reserve. We're stealing back our own money that they stole from us. This is what's happening right here. It's funny to me. "And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians." That's what's happened. Have you ever known in the history, since 1913 anyway, of anything like this ever happening? No. The Fed has always been the one that ruled, the private bankers, the Rothschilds, and you name all the 13 bloodline families. "And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt." You can say that President Trump, Powell's just saying, "What do you want? What do you want? We'll give it to you. Just whatever you want." He's great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Even they are starting to say, "We can't win. We can't win. There's got to be a power behind this man, because we've been able to take them all down, but not this one. Or, you know, keep the others and on our side." Something's happening. Mm-hmm. Transfer. Okay. "And Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it anymore." I feel like this is where we are. We're waiting for the death angel. Yeah. The judgment that the Lord said was coming. There'll be glory and there'll be judgment. "But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against any man or beast, that ye may know that the Lord hath put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." God puts a difference between the devil's bunch and his kids, most definitely. "And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, Get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger, and the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land." Well, we know after the plague they did. Chapter 12, "And then the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." Oh, it hurts me. It hurts me to see the leaders of the church, they don't see it. They don't see it. I found myself, what little I listened yesterday till I couldn't take it anymore, I was yelling at them. "Don't you see what's going on? No, this is what going on." You know, they didn't hear me, but it's like I'm just going, how much plainer can it get? You don't have to be much in the know. But we're talking about prophets that have big ministries that have been around for years and years and years and years and years. I'm talking 30, 40 years. They're saying this virus is just some old virus. Except one, and she had a little bit of insight. She said she went to the Lord about it, like she did all the plagues that have come, the flu and all these different things, and took authority over it. And she, I didn't let her finish, but what part I did hear was that the Lord told her repentance. And she indicated sin in the church, you know, sin in the world. He talked about the mercy seat. Well, I know where she was going. It's like if you've got a church that's corrupt, God can't stay the plague, and he won't stay the plague unless certain things come into line. And that's basically where she was going. And she's a little more on course. Maybe not all of it, but she had a little piece of the picture, which encouraged me a little bit. You know, I just go, if the Lord can speak to me, this is a cover for a military operation. Who am I? I'm nothing to them anyway. Nobody knows me really. If he can tell me that, because I prayed and asked, how much more is prophets? All, especially the big dogs. Unless they're not for this time. I said, well, Lord, I'm not being judgmental. I just, you know, it would just be nice to know that there's others in the body of Christ hearing the same thing. You don't have to be an Anon to know what's going on. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I just... No, I'm not wrong about that. The old school are going to do it old school. Because they're old school. And they're not going to change. And some will just go on doing what they've done for 40 years. And they won't change. And this is what Tony Cook was talking about. God will have to take them out. Because we're watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. That's Q. That's what's happening. Okay. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house, if the household be too small for the lamb. Let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in it, might roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall I eat it, with your loins girded, shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. Are we gathered in houses right now? God's got us quarantined, doesn't he? And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses, for whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Leaven is sin. Okay? And the first day And there, in the first day there should be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there should be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work should be done in them. Are we not working right now? Are we staying in our houses right now? Say that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. Ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, when ye shall eat unleavened bread, until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even, 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. I was thinking about something also yesterday, the washing of hands. I kept having this. He who has a clean hands and a pure heart, is that the way it's put? This is symbolic, all this hand washing. You know, Pontius Pilate washed his hands to be free from guilt, because he didn't want to pronounce sentence on Jesus. He let the people do it because he believed he was an innocent man. Yeah, I just kept thinking about that. Everything about this is biblical. You know, Q's been saying it's going to be biblical. Well, clean hands indicates to me free from innocent blood. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out it, take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover, and ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. We're going to stay in our houses till the death angel passes over. That's what's happening right now. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord shall pass over the door. Will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and thy sons forever. Shall come to pass when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? We're going to be telling this to our grandkids, great-grandkids on down the line, this story. That ye shall say, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head in worship, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. They hid in their houses as the death angel passed over them because of the blood of the Lamb. We're sealed. Okay, let me look at that. Psalms 24, clean hands and a pure heart.
Verse 3 and 4.
Psalms what now?
24.
Verse 4 says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Read verse 3.
Oh, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks, your herds, as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. Listen, not all. And the Egyptians were urgent, among the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. That's where the deep state's right now. They're scared. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Y'all see the parallels? I want you to remember here in the past, well, let me read another scripture. This is Isaiah 26. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. The blood of the little babies, the little children, even people that have died, innocent people that have died. I remember, this is for your information, the past Cyril Brain 2 post where he indicated that the white hats were turning the tables on the cabal by the things that meant to harm us were no longer effective, and those things would be turned on them and it would kill them. I remember that. I didn't remember which one it was, but I remember that. I do believe by the Lord giving this term that this is the time we are in. The wealth of the sinner is being laid up for the righteous, Proverbs 13:22. Okay.